Amen, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise you. Thank you, Lord.
Have your way, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. God is yes, so good.
You're awesome.
And mercy.
Great. Magnificent. Yes, sir. Wonderful God.
Yes, Lord.
Deacon Wayne, we were having Sunday school this morning. We were talking about the revelation. You went deep. All I could say was Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Jesus.
And God be the glory.
And the song that was ringing in my spirit was, you know, like we say we want to be ready, you know, when it comes. And we can't start getting ready when they, you know, we got to stay ready. Every
morning.
Every second. We got to just be ready.
Be ready. Be ready.
Lord. And I thought about my soul. As you know, I'm protecting my soul.
Amen.
I'm looking out for my soul.
Tell it.
Because I want my soul to be well. My soul is well with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That was a song that was ringing in my spirit this morning, you know? That is the truth.
Amen. God be the glory.
And peace like a river attended my way. When sorrow like sea billows roll,
yes, sir.
Whatever my Lord, He has warned me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. It is well.
That's a good thing to say and be able to say it.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
It's like being well with your soul.
Amen.
No matter whatever else going on in your life that's not okay with you, as long as well with your soul.
Amen.
That's all that matters.
Amen.
All these other things are going to happen in our lives.
Yes.
It's going to come and they're going to go.
Yes, right.
Hey, as long as we be here, we're going to be up and down there like a roller coaster. Uh-huh. Up 1 week and down the next week.
Down the next.
Uh-huh. Then you're climbing the hill the next week.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. But it's good that we can be here to do all that.
Yes, Lord.
And we're all doing it for God's glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God for everything that's going on in our lives. Praise Him for taking us through everything.
Amen.
Come this way. All we can through Christ do everything. Okay. We can through Christ do everything.
Tell it, Pastor. Tell it.
Right. So let's keep that in mind and you know that good days and bad days are all part of the plan.
Amen.
And yes, even Jesus Himself had good days and bad days.
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay. The world's always trying to kill us all the day long, what the scripture said, but count as sheep for the slaughter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So, we're glad that we're in the number one more time.
Amen.
Today is 318.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. 318, and we're still
here.
Hallelujah. So this is the day the Lord has made.
Thank you.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, this is another wonderful day.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Every day is a good day.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Bad things might happen in the day, but the day is good.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then whatever the bad things is, God says he's going to change it from a good, so then that's good too.
Amen.
Amen.
That's true.
All right, so the bad is good. All right, and the good is good.
Yes.
So just good, good, good.
Amen.
All the time.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
I want to ask one of the when you read the scripture. Another one, give a prayer and selection.
Pastor, can I do the selection real quick?
Yes.
Okay. Stand by, please. Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning. Good
night. Can you hear it?
Yes. Before we do the scripture, we'll go through the affirmation of faith.
We
believe I got a scripture ready.
We believe that God is the Father Almighty and that he is the maker of heaven and earth, as the scripture have said. We believe in Jesus, that he is the Christ and the only begotten Son of the Father, He is the way, the truth, and the life. He was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born under Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day, he rose from the dead and declared victory over the grave, death, and hell. He has gone back to the Father to prepare a place for us in his kingdom. He will come back as he promised to judge the world and deliver the righteous. We believe in the Holy Ghost, the Christian church, communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, and eternal life for all true believers. Amen.
Amen. 100th Psalm for our scripture this morning. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with goodness. Come before his presence with singing. Amen. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Right.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come this morning to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God, for last night's sleep.
Yes.
Thank you, God, for waking us up this morning.
Yes, Lord.
We're clothed in our right mind. God, our health thank and you. Strength. Lord, we just thank you right now for all that you do. Realizing, God, that you didn't have to do it. But we're so glad you did, God.
Yes.
We ask you to bless those that are sick, those that are bereaved, and those that don't even know you. But, God, we know that you are God. And besides you, there is no nothing. Lord, help us to stay.
Help us, Lord.
Help us to do your will. Help us to love one another.
Yes.
Help us to come together. Oh, God, we just thank you now.
Thank
because,
you,
Lord. God, you're so good. You never stop loving us. And we're going to continue to love you, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, Lord, for these all blessings in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you. Yes, sir.
God. It's a blessing. Glorify God for this day that he allowed us to be a part of.
Thank you
for service by way of Zoom.
Thank you, Lord.
Still can see one another, still can talk to one another, unmasked.
Thank you,
God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
God.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Thank
and
you,
we are free to glorify God in the beauty of holiness. Everything is going to be all right.
Thank you, Jesus.
And nothing happens to us that's not a part of his will.
Amen.
We will that we must go through it. And he doesn't grant our testimony, we're not able to handle it.
Uh-huh.
So we're grateful to God for all of that. We're going to go into the book of Romans.
Amen.
The 8th chapter. And many folks are going to be at that first verse, but I might read a couple more.
Amen.
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 You said what chapter and verse?
Romans 8, chapter 1. I'm in Romans chapter 8, verse 1 and maybe 2.
Okay.
You have that mother often?
No, what do you say now that second one was?
Verse 1 and 2, Romans chapter 8.
I have it. Thank you.
Okay. All right. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit is the life in Christ Jesus, and made me free from the law of sin and death. And Man. Just tell yourself or tell somebody, I'm not condemned.
I'm not condemned. Amen.
I am not condemned.
I am not condemned.
This is important that we can keep this in mind all through the day, every day, because the enemy will attack your mind.
Amen.
And let you think that you're anything but righteous.
Amen.
Things are not going your way. And he'll bring doubt to you.
Yeah, yes, it
is. And cause you to go into a slump and a downward mode. Okay. So keep in mind, no matter what they do or try to do, you are not condemned.
Amen.
They may bring charges on you. But they can't condemn you for the charge, even if they found you guilty.
That's true.
Of the charge. They cannot give you a fine. They cannot incarcerate you because you are not condemned. You can't be condemned because Jesus has made us free.
Amen.
Okay. And he has paid the price.
Mm-hmm.
For our debt that we owe.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
And therefore, we can't be condemned any longer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, as we go through our daily walk, we will make mistakes.
Amen.
We will stumble along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we might even fall.
That's right.
But being that may be, you still are not condemned.
That's right.
That's the definition.
One thing Jesus has fixed it so you can't be condemned. God,
suffer eternal punishment in hell.
Somebody might try to do that for you, and or do that to you. But you can't be condemned.
My Lord.
They may point their fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And accuse you of certain things.
Yes.
But as long as you are in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Okay, and you're staying with the word of God. You can't be condemned. The world may try to condemn you. But Jesus has already fixed that and given you eternal salvation. He died and paid for our sin.
Yes, he did.
Therefore, he removed the law from over us.
Amen.
He removed that law because he has already satisfied the penalty that the law required. For the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is the eternal life.
Amen.
So he has already satisfied that penalty by dying on the cross at Calvary. Okay, so no matter what we do in life, if we really had been born again, the water and of the Spirit, then we are not and cannot be condemned.
Amen.
Okay, so people may down you because you didn't walk a perfect road that day. You want perfection. And none of us are perfect.
That's true.
Amen.
The word says there are none perfect but the Father.
That's true.
Okay. So the perfection that he requires of us is to love one another.
Yes. That's true.
As he has loved us.
Amen.
That's the perfection he wants. You got to have perfect love.
Amen.
You can't be perfect. But you can have perfect love.
Amen.
Okay. So don't allow the enemy to cause you to lose out on your salvation. Amen. Because you didn't walk perfect today.
No, you sure didn't.
Hey, you don't walk perfect no days.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You do something wrong every day.
Yeah, my Lord.
Preach it, Pastor.
Okay. And so Jesus wants you to know that no matter what it is you've done, you're not condemned.
That's true. Man.
Because what he had done was remove the law and given us grace.
Amen. Oh, tell it, Pastor.
Grace you don't deserve. Grace you can't earn it.
Mm-mm.
It's a free gift for God.
Amen.
No matter what you've done, or whom you did it to, or who you did it against, God's grace will cover it.
Yes, sir.
The word said, as grace, as our sin abound, and as that sin got bigger, grace did much more to get bigger than the sin did.
Amen.
Amen.
So it covers it all. Love covers the multitude of sins.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Love enables you to forgive one another. Okay. Remember, you got to do unto others as you have them to do unto you.
Amen.
And it takes perfect love to forgive everything.
Yes, sir.
Because the devil got us set up in our mind.
Yes, Lord.
That certain things you can't forgive. Hey, but you got to keep in mind that's a trick of the devil. Because when you stop forgiving, you shut yourself off.
Amen.
That's true.
And the word said, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you.
Now, what we're saying here is that it will seem then that I don't even have to ask for forgiveness for myself. All I got to do is forgive others.
Forgive the others.
Okay. Forgive us this day. Our trespasses as
we forgive
those who trespass against us.
Amen.
And the devil don't want you doing that because he knows if he keep you doing keep you from forgiving, he's going to have you down there with him.
Amen.
You're a kingdom traveler. And he's trying to get you off the right road onto the wrong road.
Lord Jesus.
Okay, and it's easy for us to do that because that wrong road is appealing. It looks good, sounds good,
my Lord,
and we think it's what should be and ought to be because it seems to make common sense.
Yes, my Lord.
Well, we're not going on common sense.
Amen.
We're going on the word of God.
Yes.
It's the only thing that's right.
That's true. So true.
The only thing that's true is the word of God.
Amen.
And it seems like a hard thing for us to handle. But we can do this.
Amen.
Yes, you can
forgive.
Amen. Yes.
In fact, we shouldn't even be on that road anyway.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
Amen.
All right. We follow Jesus. And Jesus forgive. When Jesus was dying on the cross, he didn't wait for anybody to come ask him to forgive us.
Teach it, Pastor.
Okay, they were crucifying. They were crying, pierce him in his side. Do whatever you need to do. Get rid of him because we don't want him. Even when they were doing all that, Jesus cried out from the cross.
Yes, he did.
Father, forgive them. Forgive them. For they don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now here's another thing. The word said they don't know what they're doing.
But
what do you say?
They know what they're doing, Pastor.
Yeah, they know what they know what you say. They ain't crazy.
Yeah. They know what they're doing.
Okay. And I ain't gonna forgive them long. They keep doing it that way.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know when you're hurting it yourself.
Amen.
That's true. That's so true.
You the one keeping yourself out of heaven.
Tell it, mm-hmm.
You allow that person to control you through you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You are you become the puppet.
Mm-hmm.
And they become the master man.
Yes.
That works the puppet string.
Mm-hmm.
You dance to their music.
Amen.
Better than to the word of God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So remember, you are not condemned.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Okay. The word said there is therefore now no condemnation.
Condemnation.
Mm-hmm. To them which are in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. There is therefore now.
Mm-hmm.
When now no condemnation.
Yes, Lord.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Not in it at all.
Mm-hmm.
To them who are in Christ Jesus.
My Lord.
So if you're in Christ Jesus, you can't be condemned.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
They may point their fingers and accuse,
mm-hmm.
but you won't be condemned.
Mm-hmm.
You may be found guilty of every sin they talk about.
Yes, yes.
But you won't be forgiven, won't be condemned.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Right?
Yeah.
That walk, who walk not out of the flesh,
mm-hmm.
but out of the spirit.
Amen.
So you're not going to follow the flesh, as we said earlier.
Uh-huh.
We're going to follow the word.
Amen.
The word said they don't know what they're doing. Then I believe it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. They don't know what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
And the devil's trying to make you think they do know, so you won't forgive them.
Amen. Tell us, brother.
So you can shun them. You cannot, so you will not be witnessing to them.
Amen.
What the word of God has said and has done for you in your life.
Amen.
Okay. You're not walking out of the flesh, but out of the spirit.
That's right.
For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus,
my Lord,
it made us free.
Amen.
Amen.
And what they're free to come? Freedom from the law of sin and death. That is right there. He has freed us from that law.
Yes, Lord.
And where there's no law,
there is
no sin.
Amen.
So the law has been removed from us. Therefore, you may commit the act,
mm-hmm.
but ain't no sin for it.
That's true.
Why? Because that sin has been paid for by Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And his death on the cross.
Yes.
Okay. And you have accepted what he has done as our atonement for our sin.
Mm-hmm.
That is for our pay for our sin. And we don't have to die again.
Amen.
For that sin.
That's true.
So he made us free from the law of sin and death.
Mm-hmm.
For what the law could not do.
Amen.
In that it was weak to the flesh. God sending his own son.
Yes, yes, yes.
In the likeness of sinful flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
And for sin, he condemned sin.
In the flesh.
In the flesh.
Amen.
So sin has been condemned in us.
My Lord.
But we are not condemned.
Tell us, teacher.
Sin has been condemned. Mm-hmm. All right. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, mm-hmm. who do not walk after the flesh, but are walking after the spirit. Mm-hmm. We can't do what the flesh wants to do. Because mm-hmm. the scriptures tell us there is no good thing in the flesh.
Amen. Amen. That's true.
Yet we try to satisfy the flesh all the time. Amen. People tell us to need to crucify the flesh.
Amen.
Yeah, we don't crucify the flesh, we bait it up.
Amen.
Amen. We give flesh what flesh wants.
Amen.
Like, I want this and I want that. We have even killed people and trying to get what flesh wants.
Amen.
Now you may say, I ain't kill nobody. The Bible says you kill people with your tongue.
Amen.
That's true.
All right. You have spoken well of everybody.
Teach it.
Somewhere down the line in our years on this earth, we'll say something bad about somebody.
Amen. Amen. Hello.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there is no condemnation. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us.
Uh-huh.
Who walk not after the flesh, but walk after the spirit.
The
day that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh.
Yes.
The day that are after the spirit mind the things of the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
For to be carnally uh-huh. minded. Is death. So if you have a carnal mind, you walk around and kill yourself all day.
Yeah, the best.
Okay. But to be spiritually minded
uh-huh.
is life and peace.
Amen. So
if you have a carnal mind,
yes, my Lord.
The mind you had before you got saved.
Uh-huh.
You're walking around dead in Christ because you walk around sad, gloom,
Amen.
Can't find nothing good to say about nobody.
Uh-huh.
Or anything. But
my Lord.
If we are spiritually minded,
mm-hmm.
we'll know that everything is all right.
That's true.
Amen.
Not that it's going to be all right.
Uh-huh.
It's all right right now.
Yeah.
Amen.
While we're going through, we're going to dance.
Mm-hmm.
While we're in the middle of the battle.
Amen. Yes.
We're going to leap
yes.
uh-huh. while we're going through.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The word said leap for joy.
Yes, yes.
You may not feel like it.
Uh-huh.
But leap. For joy.
Leap for joy. Yes.
If you can't leap physically,
uh-huh.
leap spiritually.
Amen. Yes.
Leap in your spirit. Leap mm-hmm. in your mind. Leap yes. in your hope. Leap yes. in aspirations. Leap yes, in sir. All that you need and the desire of the Lord. Leap into it.
Mm-hmm. Glory be to God.
And everything will work out all right.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says that Jesus went into a mountain of olives.
Mm-hmm.
And early in the morning, he came again and to the temple.
Uh-huh.
And all the people came unto him.
Mm-hmm.
And he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto mm-hmm. him a woman who had been taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst,
mm-hmm.
they said unto Jesus, Master,
mm-hmm.
this woman was taken in adultery in the very act.
Yes.
Now Moses in the law command that such one should be stoned to, but what sayest thou?
Mm-hmm.
This they said, trying to tempt Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
that he might have, they may have something to accuse him of.
Amen.
You have things going in your life trying to tempt you.
Amen.
All day, every day. The songwriter says, yield not to temptation. But yielding is sin. You can't stop temptation from coming at your door.
Amen. No.
You can't stop temptation from knocking on your door to get there. Whether you open the door or not is up to you.
That's true.
Some of us have peepholes to a door.
Now
they got cameras out there.
So
you can see who's out there at your door.
Amen.
Before you open up the door. If the temptation is standing at your door, leave them standing there. You don't have to answer the door.
Amen.
Just because they rung the doorbell. Temptation, the word said, don't yield to it. So if you don't let it in, you don't have to worry about yielding to it.
Amen.
When you open the door, you let him in. Causing your mind to go out all different ways.
Amen.
Okay. And try to do things that you ought not be doing.
Amen.
Said this to try to tempt Jesus. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger, he wrote on the ground.
Yes, he did.
As though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. That's what the devil do. They keep on urging and nudging you. I remember how young children was when they were growing up.
Amen.
And somebody said something about them that they didn't like. Some of their buddies get around them and they knew about it and they start urging them. Edging them on to a confrontation.
Yes.
And sometimes that confrontation wind up being physical. But the enemy will do you the same way.
Amen.
Yeah,
when you try to think about forgetting about it, you try to think about forgiving them, you try to think about letting it go, he'll say, if I were you, I wouldn't. But the thing is, I'm not you.
That's right. Amen.
I'm me. And I can't live for you, and you can't live for me. Okay. So Jesus broke down on the ground. And they which heard it began being convicted. By their own sense, conscience, went out one by one.
Yes.
Beginning with the elders, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. I don't know what he wrote on the ground. But whatever it was, I believe every man standing there was able to see himself in something that he wrote on the ground. But they were not able to condemn.
Yes.
You can't condemn me. And I can't condemn you. Okay? You can't condemn me because you're still in sin. I can't condemn you. Because I'm still in sin. No, I'm saying in sin, not living sin. In sin means that you're wrapped up in sin. Your physical body, which is flesh,
my Lord,
is sin. it was made new when you became saved. It was made new when you became born again. It was a spiritual man.
My Lord.
Who was dead from Adam and Eve. Has been renewed now and regenerated through Christ Jesus. Okay, so this woman standing there, and Jesus on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
They went out one by one and left them.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus looked up and saw none of the woman, none but the woman there. He said unto her, "Woman, where are those thine accusers?
Yes, yes.
Had no man condemned thee?" She said unto them, "No man, Lord." And Jesus said unto her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." You can't condemn me, and I can't condemn you. And Jesus said he won't condemn us. He can't condemn us, but he won't. Because he has already paid that price for us.
Yes.
All right. So I can't be condemned. I won't be condemned. I won't allow you to condemn me. I can't stop you from saying what you have to say, but I won't allow you to condemn me in my heart and in my spirit and in my mind, soul. Because I know what Jesus said.
Yes.
You don't know what you're doing. And that's the way we need to look at life.
Yes, my Lord.
When people mess up, know that they don't know what they're doing. They may have to pay a penalty to the law or whatever. But you don't have to carry that with you.
That's true, my Lord.
Okay. You forgive them. And allow God to do the rest.
Yes.
I won't be condemned. Can you say all that, say that together? I won't be condemned.
I won't be condemned.
Okay. I'm heaven bound. And I won't be condemned.
I won't be condemned.
No matter what the devil tried to do to us, just remember, he can't bound.
That's true.
And keep you from praising God. If he condemn you, he'll keep you from praising God because you weren't doing what you're supposed to be doing all week long. But that's all the more reason to praise him, because you don't do what you're supposed to be doing, and he still kept you here.
Yes. Amen.
My Lord.
So give him the glory, give him the praise, give him the honor, give him his just due.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, God.
He is our all in all.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
All right. So remember. If you're in the flesh, you cannot please God.
That's true. Okay.
Because the flesh is that wall
against
the spirit. Okay. Now, if any man be not in the spirit of Christ, he is none of Christ. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of the sin.
That's right.
But the spirit is life because of elections. So Christ is in you.
Uh-huh.
And as long as Christ is in you, you can't be condemned. But if the spirit of him raised up Jesus from the dead, where in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies.
Uh-huh.
That the spirit that dwell in you. So when it comes back together,
yes,
those that are in Christ, uh-huh, gonna get up first.
Yes.
The spirit that's in him.
Uh-huh.
That raised Christ up from the dead. That same spirit is going to quicken you, mm-hmm, and raise you up so that you be able to go back with him,
mm-hmm,
when it comes.
That's right, my Lord.
Mother Stella and Deacon Wayne saying, and Elder Gibbs saying about the train.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to be quicker to get on that train.
That's right.
When it comes back. Okay, uh-huh, and the shout the voice of the archangel.
Uh-huh.
Those that are sleeping in Christ are gonna be quickened. They're gonna get up,
uh-huh,
from the grave.
Uh-huh.
And this immortal fleshly body.
Yes, yes.
Wanna be changed?
Uh-huh.
The moment of drinking the vine, gonna be changed.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Glory to God.
From mortal to immortality.
Mm-hmm.
From corruption to uncorruption.
That's right.
That flesh will be changed. And yes, then you'll be able to go back with them.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get the body like it's in Christ Jesus,
mm-hmm,
you'll be able to go back with him. But as long as you're in the flesh, you can't go with him.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Bless you and have from all upon you.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise God. The good word, my Lord.
Mm. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Mm. Let's see.
Sister Mary. Sister Mary, you got a song today?
I can't hardly sing today because I got a lot of souls in my town and stuff.
Yeah. Mm. Praise the Lord.
Good word for the day, Pastor. Thank you.
That's a gift.
Yes, sir.
You can sing a little bit of that song you said you thought about in Sunday school. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Oh. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus. What's his name? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
What's
his name?
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
Yes.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
Mm-hmm.
Savior, Savior, Savior. What's his name? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What's his name? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What's his name? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What's his name? Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. 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 God done not this all.
Yes, sir. Good morning, church family.
Good morning.
Pastor did enjoy the word today. It was good. Amen.
Amen.
I would like to announce our pastor's anniversary again. Will be the first Sunday in December, which is next month. Mm-hmm. And on that Sunday morning on Zoom, our message will be coming from Pastor Capers of St. Joseph. He will be giving us our morning message as we are honoring our pastor for 44 years. And we're asking again to everyone that who may not we have spoken to, that we're just asking everyone that can and will to give $100 towards this service. Cannot do that. Just do what you can. Mm-hmm. And be led of the Lord. And if you have any checks, you can write the checks out to Pastor Burnett, Dr. Isaac Burnett Jr. Mm-hmm. We're planning, if thus says the Lord, around at church on that same day between 1 and 2. We will be out to the church. If anybody will have anything they would like to give to the pastor, we will be there within that hour. If you don't send it to his gift any other way, but it will be. Did someone ask was it going to be on Zoom? The service will be on Zoom that Sunday morning. Okay. We thank y'all and be in prayer for the service and continue to pray for the pastor. And we have to just continue to pray for one another. We got so much going on.
Mm-hmm.
But we thank God. So I'm going to go ahead and say good afternoon. We ask y'all to keep praying for us as well. We on call and we got to go out now. We got a call. So we're going to take care of that. Thank y'all. And y'all be blessed today. We love you, Pastor. Y'all have a blessed afternoon.
I don't know if Stevie mentioned, but we do have a flyer out there on the church webpage. If you want to, you can print it out, download it, or just view it. There's a flyer on the church webpage with all the information for the pastor's anniversary.
Thank you, Deacon Wayne.
How's your daddy doing, Steve?
Dad is, he has some good days and you know, some bad days, but he's still holding on.
All right.
I'll continue to keep him in prayer.
Yes,
sir. Talked with him on yesterday, and he just trying to take each day by day.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I'll be praying for him.
We thank y'all.
Amen.
We love you, church family. We hope y'all have a blessed afternoon, and thus says the Lord, we talk to you soon.
All right. Have a blessed one now.
Have a
safe afternoon.
Yes, you too.
Don't climb too many poles.
Well, Wayne, as long as that boom is working, I'm planning on using it. If I can get to it. Well, we love y'all. We'll see y'all later.
Right, take it easy. All right.
All right.
Be careful, I tell you.
Yes. Missed you all last Sunday.
Amen.
I missed it too. I joined on none of that other service. Some of it I could get and some of it I couldn't, but I missed it too.
Pastor, I would like to
thank you all again. Oh, I'm sorry.
I would like to ask you all to please keep my mom in prayer. She goes out on this Tuesday to have her hip surgery, and keep my husband in prayer. We have a procedure on tomorrow, and to also keep our family in prayer. My mom also lost her sister. That funeral will be on Friday.
Man, bless them.
We'll do that.
Sister Mary, we're glad to see that you had your surgery, right?
Yeah, I had a procedure done.
Huh?
I had a procedure done, and that went good. Amen. I have another procedure on the 30th, but I may cancel that because I have so much thing going on and have to down south. And when my mom come out, we have to take turn taking care of her. So it's a little rough. So we have to cancel my other surgery.
That's a little.
God is able in all things.
It's a little rough traveling back and forth, and you know, with my lupus flaring up, when it flare up, I have a lot of sores and stuff in my mouth. And with the medication is flaring up even more. So sometimes I can't hardly talk. It hurts. Anytime a child moves, it hurts really bad.
That's cool.
I don't know with your insurance, Sister Mary, you can maybe check and see if there's any in-home health services that may be able to, you could benefit from. Sometimes people don't know, but there are people that will come into your homes and home health aides or whatever you call them, but they can help you out with procedures. And a lot of times if you ask the person that's doing the surgery, the hospitals and these outpatient services, they know of these services. And if you just ask about them, sometimes you can get some kind of help and it'll be covered through your insurance.
Yeah, we know about all of that and stuff. My mom have a lot of kids and stuff, and we have like the nurses coming out, they have therapy, they have some of everybody, but somebody has to be there around the clock, regardless of whether somebody come there or not. And we have to take turn because everybody got a problem, sickness, and a brother that used to help us out a lot right next door, he's gone now. So that's, you know, one that we just don't have now. And like me and my sister, we fall apart. So we have to go back and forth and, you know, try to depend on the other one. All the other ones are working, so we have to take turns.
Yes,
Lord. We'll just keep praying, but like as the song said earlier, Jesus will fix it.
Oh yeah, and he always do.
Amen.
Amen.
Real quick, I just want to thank you all for praying for me, and also Deacon Wayne, like you said, I was going through because I was going to be able to have to help somebody else, and I am currently helping somebody else through what they've gone through, something that I've been through. So thank God for you telling me what was to be.
God be the glory.
Now to him, the people for the apostle for the precious Father God. May the grace of God put you in the Holy Spirit, rest of you, and by the Bible stands for. And everybody say amen.
Amen. Amen.